watch what you say.
Exactly.
And he smiled at me ear to ear. And I was like, that's not fair.
See, I'm like, the way BPA operates on Twitter and the way I love it, I'm like that for you. I get to say all the things you wish you could say.
No, that's not true. There's some things you say that I'm like, whoa, I wouldn't say that.
You love it. So, like, for example, yesterday, Draymond Green is asked, and they're in Hawaii, and they're like, what is Jonathan Kuminga? You know, what position is he?
Well, let's play it.
Yeah, play the sound.
I think he's a three. It's always been my opinion. That's not going to change, I think. You know, to play the four, it requires a certain skill set. So oftentimes, people approach the four as if it's not a position. You think like, oh, I can just move a guy there. So it's a position that you have to know how to play. It's like, you know, you never hear, you don't think anybody can play point guard. The four is the same thing, you know? It requires a certain skill set, a certain knowledge, a certain understanding of that position to do that. He's never done it. Can he adjust and learn that? I don't know. Can a receiver learn how to be a quarterback in 2 years? So, you know.
So, that's about Kuminga. Thinks he's a three, not a four. Can't just play the four. He's not ready to play the four. Not a receiver, the quarterback. They got it, you know. It is what it is with that analogy.
Well, I would say to Draymond, no, actually, it's very similar to tight end, where a tight end can block a little here and there and run tight end routes, and I can also split them out wide. And I view Jonathan Kuminga very differently. I think he's a combo player. I think he can do both.
I do too.
And I think that it's self-serving for Draymond to say that, oh, no, he's not a four, because that might eat into some of his minutes.
Well, Draymond, yeah, and, you know, Steve Kerr mentioned yesterday, and look, Draymond's going to get his minutes. He's going to start.
For sure.
But I think what they're trying to do with Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr mentioned this with Will and the Dibs, and he mentioned it with the at the presser yesterday in Hawaii. Hey, look, man, we can't have Draymond Green play the five for extensive minutes. Not at this stage of his career. We need Draymond Green. So playing him extensively at the five is going to wear him out. And this team needs Draymond.
But here's the conundrum that they're in. The roster that they've built, and we've been talking about it in direct and indirect ways for 2 years. The roster that the Warriors have built, we know. You can't have two or more non-shooters out on the floor simultaneously. So if
I think
Jonathan
of Marcus
Kuminga,
and Richmond.
What?
I don't know why I think of Marcus and Richmond when you say that. You can't have two non-shooters on the floor.
So if Draymond has to play the four for X amount of minutes to start a game, that means that you have Trayce Jackson-Davis starting the game, which I'm fine with because now I've got a defensive rating that's actually really really good. Like, if you look at their advanced numbers and things like that, them together, the team played a lot better defensively. Offensively is where you run into things because now you have a clogged up paint.
No doubt.
And we know that right now, the way Jonathan Kuminga plays, I don't know if he's a stretch player to where he's going to be able to consistently knock down the mid-range and the long-range shots to warrant him playing the three alongside of Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis. It just feels like a clustered lineup, which then puts Jonathan Kuminga back on the bench to start games.
I think
it's a difficult tapestry.
My ideal lineup is you got to have Wiggins and Kuminga out there together. They've got to play together. And I think they did play after initially Steve first saying, yeah, I don't know if we're going to do that. The numbers don't support that. And then we had no choice to play both of these guys together. I thought, boy, okay. And Steve Kerr mentioned yesterday, I know the day before he said, hey, there's four starting spots. The only guy who's guaranteed a starting spot is Steph Curry. Yesterday he said, no, look, Draymond's starting too. I'm thinking, but he's thinking about the shooting guard spot and whatnot. But ideally, I need Kuminga and Wiggins out there for the perimeter defense to lock people up because Steve Kerr's talking about defensively, they need to get scrappy. They need to get better. Well, I need two of my better athletes to be out there on the floor. That's Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga. Now, before we move on to Steve Kerr and how he wants the Warriors to play offensively, how about this quote in Mark Thompson's piece in The Athletic this morning? Draymond Green said this, when you've built this bleep up from the laughingstock of the NBA, it feels a little different. I said to Joe Lacob 2 years ago, like, you should understand, I think about this organization like it's mine. No disrespect to them that own this, but I take a great deal of pride in what we built here. This is home for me. This is like Michigan State for me. Most people don't have an NBA home. I care what this organization looks like in 10 years. That's going to matter to me. I know I ain't done. I know who ain't done, as he's pointing to Stephen Curry, who returned an envelope of cash. That's a little subplot there. I wonder how much cash it was. So it ain't like, all right, I feel like I'm at the end. I'm cashing it in. Nah, we can do this again. I know we can do it again. I'm not a part of this that don't think we can't get it done. I'm not part of this group that think we can't get it done. But in doing it again, you've got to acknowledge that it's not going to look like it did before. I struggle if we were just cashing it in, which we know because in 2019, it was a rebuilding season and Draymond Green struggled playing that season. That ain't for me, but I don't feel like anyone around here is doing that. We're actively trying to put the pieces together to build. What do you think about that?
I think it's a word salad, and I think that Draymond needs to just stop saying like wasted and like what was last year? How would he have described last year? Because when someone even referenced last year, he got all defensive all right. So my point being is that, and this is part why I'm actually really happy for everyone that Clay is on another team, because it does feel like we're starting to shift our paradigm mm-hmm. here as fans, and we should. And a part of me wishes Draymond also wasn't here, because I think it would be even easier, because then he brings up like things that are unnecessary. No one should be talking championship.
Yeah.
No one.
But he has a championship mindset.
But he's not saying
that this team's going to win a championship, but he's saying that I want to build this thing back up to win championships. Okay. I had no problem with that.
Make the playoffs.
No,
it's
I hear
the
that.
Same way. But you got to start somewhere. Like when a new guy comes in, like for Harbaugh, we're going to win the West, right? You got to start by making the playoffs.
No, you hear that?
The championship algorithm needs to be out the window.
That may be true, but for a guy that's won four championships, and basically the first 10 years of his career has been in the playoffs, you're not going to have that setting. You're thinking, how can we build this back up to be a championship team?
And it starts by making the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. They all know that. But he's saying, we're here for the long haul. I've got a lot left in the tank. He's got a lot left in the tank, Stephen Curry. We want to build this up to be a championship team once again. So it's okay to say that. I don't think they're predicting themselves as
where it becomes contradictory, it's like, well, okay, championship caliber mindset players don't self-sabotage.
They don't. You're right about that.
Come on, man.
You're right about that.
All I'm saying is, like, it's like day three and I'm already exhausted with Draymond.
Well, no, I'm not. It's whatever. we got a long way to go, buddy. Buckle up.
I'm well aware.
Buckle up. But
it's so refreshing where they're at right now, because it feels like a new start.
I agree.
And they've got a lot of great positives.
Listen, and a lot of people are counting them out. A lot of people are counting them out, saying they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. And I think being the underdog again is going to be fun for this fan base.
Totally,
you got
agree.
Stephen Curry. Draymond Green's got a chip on his shoulder. You got Kuminga trying to prove himself. You got Wiggins trying to bounce back. You got Podzinski trying to prove himself that last year wasn't a fluke. You got TJD trying to prove it wasn't a fluke. You got Looney. He's going to shoot more. Hit the game-winning three in practice yesterday. Go figure. He's going to shoot a couple shots. Listen, it is refreshing. It is refreshing that they've pivoted and they didn't mortgage the future to make some, hey, Paul George. Because I don't think Paul George is helping his team win a championship. I don't. By giving up the pieces that they were going to give up for Paul George. I don't believe that would have happened at all. But I'm not mad at this opinion that Draymond said, hey, I want to stick around here to help build this thing back up. We talk about athletes all the time showing loyalty to their organizations or whatnot. I know Draymond has done a lot. Trust me. I know. I've been covering the scene for a long, long time. But it is refreshing, no matter who the hell it is, to say, hey, man, I want to help this team get back to the mountaintop. Now, you got a lot of money to back it up, but you've helped build this thing. I'm not mad at that. So I don't get why people are triggered by
what if there's
anything.
An inflection point? This is where I think I stand on. We have been living in the past for three straight seasons on the heels of one of the greatest championships anyone's ever seen. What if we reach the point where Draymond, and I don't think we're there yet, but what if Draymond isn't a part of the nucleus that takes you to the next step? Will he be willing to accept the fact that he has to take a reduced role? See, I think that's the part of all. See, it's great when you're still a key cog. What happens when you're a supplementary piece?
I think that's going to be interesting. But I actually think he could do that.
Well, let's see.
I actually think he could do that. As much as we said Clay couldn't do it and Clay had a problem doing it, he ended up doing it, right? He ended up doing it, and he ended up balling, and we heard nothing about Klay Thompson the rest of the season.
I'm just so fired up for Kuminga, and I'm super stoked for him. And I can already see where this is going. Like, before this is, they've even gone out of camp, and it's like, we're really going to, like, kind of like, no, you can only play the three here. Like, we need to widen the lane on. I know, but I want to see Kuminga get free run.
I'm looking at the message what Draymond said. But I'm looking at what Draymond said, and I'm reading between the lines here. He's not ready to be a full-time four yet. I think that's what Draymond is saying. I think we could all agree with that.
Who's the backup for?
And exactly.
Kyle
Anderson?
Who
knows? Maybe it's slow-mo. And that's not bad. Maybe Looney with all the weight loss, he could be your backup for. It's interchangeable, right? They play positionless basketball at times. But I understand what Draymond's saying is that maybe he's not ready to be a full-time four yet, because there's a lot of defensive things you have to do playing the four. You're playing in the post probably a lot. You're playing some bigs here. We got a lot of bigs in this conference.
He
Aaron Gordon,
foul.
Nas Reed, and you get into foul trouble,
yeah,
and
does.
All of a sudden you're blowing switches or whatnot. So right now, and I think what Draymond is trying to say, and I'm not going to speak for him, but the way I read it was, Kuminga's not ready to play a full-time four. His best position right now is the three, and playing on a perimeter and slashing to the basket and cutting to the basket and maybe trying to catch and shoot threes here. Real quick, let's get a call in about the Warriors. Big Smooth in Oakland.
Yeah,
then we'll get to Jason and Chris here as we talk some Niners.
Hey,
Big Smooth,
hey,
what's happening?
Hey, good morning. Just hear me out here. Jasky, you're very irritating sometimes, but I love you. This is a compliment. I think Draymond knows. I want to hear from Draymond on the Warriors and what he thinks. Jasky, I know you know more than Draymond, but let's hear about from Draymond. Let me say this, guys. I'm very interested for this year. Let me tell you why. Because this team is a Swiss Army knife team. There are so many variations. Most teams have 7, 8, 9, and that's it. And then they start to fall off. This team can go 10. And depending on what Quentin Post looks like, this team could be very interesting. And they got the young legs to take them through the end part of the season. I think this team is special. And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but right now, today, I feel much better about this team than the last year's team.
I agree.
This team
completely
has a defensive edge.
Yep.
This team has a defensive edge to it. And I'm telling you right now, man, I agree with Draymond from this aspect. I don't see Kuminga as a four.
Yeah,
he's
me either.
More of a three, but he's a different kind of a three.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a three that's going to put up a lot of shots, but he is a three that can block somebody down potentially. And listen, I believe this, and you can put me on the record on this. I believe this is going to be Wiggins' reemergence.
I'm with you.
Wiggins,
I'm buying stock in him. I'm dead serious, man. You guys are laughing. I'm dead free. I'm with you, Big Smooth. Real quick. I want to play this Kerr Cup before we get to the Niners. I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
I am. I'm buying a lot of stock in it. And thinking the other aspect, too, of Kuminga playing the three, getting downhill, he gets to the free throw line. On a team that doesn't get to the free throw line a lot, Kuminga's one of your guys who's going to get to the free throw line. And here, real quick, I got to play this Kerr Cup about what they're going to do offensively.
We were fourth in the league in threes last year. We lost Klay Thompson, right? So what I'm saying is I don't want to drop that top five. I think this team, in order for this team to win, you know, we need to shoot three. We don't get to the foul line a whole lot. We don't have, you know, the personnel to just generate points in the half court really easily. We've got to execute to do that. So for us to be successful, we want to shoot a lot of threes. And I think we have more depth to our three-point shooting this year than we did a year ago. So we want to fill that void that with Clay's departure brings, but we want to fill it with a lot of different people. And, you know, getting threes or dunks in transition, that's kind of the idea. And then in the half court, if you've got good spacing, you get more threes there.
More threes coming up, Shasky.
Does that mean Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis in that starting lineup are going to be hoisting?
Well, I think Draymond's going to have to hoist. He's going to have some open shots. Kevon Looney's going to hoist a couple. He wants Wiggins to shoot about 5 to 6 to 7.
Well, I do like their bench. I mean, when you got Buddy Hield, Melton, and Kyle Anderson, even though Kyle doesn't shoot, like I really like their bench. I like their bench. Interested on Pajemski this year.
King's Tale, unnamed player, media day. Bonte, we're going to win 50. We're winning 50 this year. I ain't mad at that. Not mad at it at all. All right. Hey, before we get Matt Lively on, stagger him because I want to squeeze in Jason and Chris before we get to Matt Lively. Jason, Chris, hang